Chapter 2. Marshall. There's a reason people say the births of their children are the most important moments of their lives. What can compare to holding a life in your arms? A life you created. But a life that is free, existing near you, and dependent on you, though not yours. The second you look at your baby for the first time, warm and damp and probably crying, you experience a new and deeper love than you've ever known. If you've been there, you know what I mean. If you haven't, take it from me. It's better than you've imagined. When I held Marshall, I felt as if my life was complete. I didn't need his perfect Apgar test, a measure of a baby's health at birth, to tell me he was perfect. I could see it in his pink skin, his round cheeks, his tiny fingers and toes. I could see his life stretching before us. That is something else the birth of a child provides. I wanted to live forever in that first day in the hospital, when Marshall was tiny and in my arms. But as I looked at my baby, like all new mothers, I also saw the road ahead, learning to crawl, then walk, then talk. The first day of school, his first friend, teaching him to read, throw a baseball, and open a door for a girl. I saw graduation, a job, a wife, and eventually my grandchildren. Marshall's life would have its ups and downs, of course, but I already knew the general shape. There were signs of trouble, but I explained them away, telling myself they were nothing to worry about. Marshall had difficulty breastfeeding, so I switched to formula. He was slow to gain weight, but that could have been for many reasons. Marshall was a human being, not a set of rules. He would find his way. At 5 months, he began to have spasms. His body would tense suddenly, then relax. At 6 months, he weighed less than 12 pounds, and he still couldn't sit up on his own. I had planned to go back to work, but Marshall needed me, so I devoted myself to his care.